his favorite hunting tactic is to come from below and behind his potential prey.
As the Meg closes in on the whale, he descends in order to surprise him from below. When he's just below the pack, he changes direction and picks up speed as he turns upward.
The jaws of a megalodon are very similar to the jaws of a great white. There were row upon row of teeth. The teeth located in the very front part were designed for grabbing the prey. The teeth behind were much more sharp and therefore were better designed for slicing.
With sudden fury, Megalodon strikes.
When it opens its mouth, the jaws literally come out of the mouth, and those serrated teeth, both up and down, would have acted like a giant meat slicer.
Rolling its eyes backwards and closing a protective covering over them allows Megalodon to move in close without risking eye injury.
Modern sharks have a remarkable way of protecting their eyes during an attack, and Megalodon would have had the same system. When Megalodon moves into bite, it will roll its eyes backwards and a protective membrane moves forward and protects the eye. But with its other senses in high gear, sight really isn't necessary once it targets its prey.
Experts have discovered broken Megalodon teeth embedded in hundreds of whale bones found all over the world, attesting to the fearlessness of this vicious hunter.
He targets the tail because that's the whale's only means of locomotion. That part of the body is very thin, and he bites deep into the vertebrae. But like modern sharks, his teeth are designed to break off and be replaced throughout his entire lifetime. Losing one tooth is no big deal when you have 300 more in your mouth that can replace it.
This is no great loss for the Megalodon, who makes sure to only sacrifice its dullest teeth in a battle.
The whale's tail is nearly ripped off. It's not going to be useful in moving his body.